Michael, same.
Thank you. Yeah, it seems to me that one essential thing that lots of the responses have touched on is history's capacity to humanise, really. And I think literature does that too. So much of the school curriculum is black or white, is right or wrong for students. And I think one of the things that they enjoy and value in history lessons is the complexity and the shades of grey, really, in our subject. As I say, literature has that potential, but we have the advantage in that our subject is about real people living at particular moments in time. And I think it's that capacity to engage with people, the moral choices, the moral dilemmas that people faced in the past, the kind of messy model that is being human, really, that comes across in learning history in school. And essentially that's about, that helps children with identity formation, I think. Any Year 9 pupil who has studied the First World War or the Second World War and a teacher who has drawn on the local war memorial does not walk past that war memorial in the same way that they walked past it before they studied the First or Second World War. And that seems to me to be the essence of learning history. The second thing, and you alluded to it, Simon, in terms of the skill set, is I remember my PhD supervisor saying that what I tell my undergraduates is that I'm teaching you to spot bullshit. Because it seems to me that the critical use of sources, that forming a judgment and supporting that judgment with evidence is absolutely at the core of our subject and is absolutely vital to participate in a democracy.